Okay, there was no action taken in executive session, so with that, public comment?
I'm asking new business, sir.
Yeah. If you could sign in, please, there's a little sheet there if you just sign your name.
Okay.
So we have for the record, and the recording is on, so.
Okay, cool. I'm a honorary Dr. Glosson. They felt sorry for me at the California Institute of Technology. I couldn't pass the English 1A, 1B, and the corresponding spelling. Okay, I'm about to write my ninth book. And I'm having a darn lot of trouble, even at this place, where it says the bullying stops here. Okay, to give you some background on my book, it's going to seem way off base. But the question I ask you is a proof of that routine is, have you ever seen the Manson movie as a movie? It happened in 1968, true? There's been no movie of that routine ever? You know why? Two people wouldn't sign a movie deal. Roman Polanski and me. The lobby office for my cousin, by marriage and by blood. I found the gun at Lino's house on the ivy bed on the retaining wall, north side of the house. I used to go to his market there on Vermont Street where his office was, help him with his books. When I went to LA State, Vermont Avenue campus, down the street from the market. He had like 14, 15 market, 7, whatever it was. He was cool. He was chin.
What?
Okay.
How does
the
deal
is,
the library?
That book has been responsible for the setup of Roman Polanski and me. Okay, I don't care what you guys think I did, but the guy behind the prosecution of Manson family was Bugliosi, the prosecutor. He made millions with the book. Right? Helter Skelter. He made millions with the TV movie Helter Skelter. But there is no, quote, cinema movie.
What does that have to do with the library and the library board?
Well, I'm receiving crap. The stuff's been set up on the West Coast. People say, yuck. I did not. Okay. The bullying stops here. I hope it will. Now, the routine here with my proposed book, book number 9, is on this thumb drive. The start of it. Okay. I've lost 4 laptops this year. Alone. The last one was in Washington, D.C., at Sidewalk. Right? Okay, I want to complete my book, get the heck out of the country, again in Canada, and prevent by people saying, well, you did something back when. I don't know what it is. Maybe you do. I don't know, give a crap. All I want to do is write my book the way I want to do it, and put perspective where it belongs. Receive Bugliosi and Meltzer, Terry Meltzer, are tighter than a drum. Always have been.
What does that have to do with the library? I don't know Bugliosi. I don't know Terry Meltzer.
The deal
so
is,
what can the how is the library impacting this, or what can we do?
Well, every time I come to this library, something of mine disappears. For example, today, my knit cap disappeared at computer number 89. I went down to security. I said, hey, can you give me a picture of computer 89, my hat, and knit cap disappeared today? He said, well, the computer security camera doesn't include computer number 89. Okay, yesterday, for example, I printed out 7 pages. And here's the forum of my credit card data. I had it upside down, out of the printer, and some woman behind me grabs the stuff like this, go like this. I said, wait a minute, give me my papers back. And the guard says, you're out of here. So what's the word? For reporting the theft of my credit card printout? Right? Okay, there it is, right there. Do you want a copy? There it is. The rest of the 7 pages is right here. It almost got that thought. Yesterday. I got thrown out of here for bitching my credit card data was being stolen off the printer. I guess I'm out of here. Okay. If that ain't bullying, I don't know what is. I talk loud. I've always had a booming voice. I have Parkinson's disease. And part of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, a little bit abrasive. And I always have been. You know, somebody gives me a ration of crap, I'm in their space. I don't put up with it. Okay, I don't put up with it here, at home, in California, in Canada. I don't put up with it. Now, if you want to take your slogan, boy, it starts here, do it.
We will address it with the security staff and make sure.
Okay.
Mary Jean is here, the director. You can have assurances that she will look into it. And we'll try and make it a better environment for you as a user of the library system.
Okay. Thank you very much. But, you know, talk on it. Here's one of your books. Says negative images and treatment of the elderly. It says right here that Butler in 69 coined the term ageism, which means aiming to draw parallels with the treatment of women and African Americans. He defined ageism as systemic stereotyping and discrimination against people because they're old. I am.
I'm getting there.
Now, if you want to bring up for some discrimination, yeah, I'll let you sign off.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your comments, and thank you for bringing that to our attention.
But the deal
we
is,
appreciate it.
When you're set up by crooked cops, crooked courts, I've been through this bad here. The California courts were corrupted in 1968. Not proven until 2010, when another independent attorney, Richard Fine, proved in letters the California courts were corrupted in 68, kept secret until 1988, and proved in 2010. That stuff I couldn't prove in 68, 78, and 79, when they were packing grand juries on in California.
Yeah.
No joke.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I definitely will look into that for you. Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention.
That the whole thing is based on movie revenues.
Oh,
that's why there's no Manson movie today. Because two people wouldn't sign, Roman Polanski and me.
Okay.
We're both confronted. You know what happened to Roman? David L. Wells, the attorney in California, giving advice to Rittendam, a corrupt judge in California?
Yeah.
I know the guy. I know what they're up to.
Okay, well, thank you.